Yeah, I told you I was going to have a crack at a part of Queensland, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a crack at the Whitsundays.
Why?
All the operators around there, they are just crybabies. I'm going to call them crybabies.
Okay, why?
Because they're whinging, and I know, and we understand why. Since New South Wales or the Greater Western Sydney have been shut down, they lost $5 million worth of tourism in 72 hours.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. So now they're saying to the Chook Anastasia Palaszczuk, they're saying that the tourism operators want a fund, want funding, want marketing fund, because 40 operators have lost 45% of business overnight, and they're suffering blow after blow after blow after blow.
Hang on, they didn't go through the bushfires, and what if we have to shut down the whole of Australia? Then they'll be suffering.
Exactly.
There's heaps of people that are going up there that wouldn't normally go up
Why
there.
Why does the Whitsundays need special treatment when you think the Gold Coast, our tourism operators here, are struggling just as much as they are? Cairns are probably struggling just as much as they are. Townsville, anyone. Even Tasmania. No one's allowed to travel to Tasmania. WA, in certain parts of WA. The Northern Territory, it doesn't matter where you think of, they are struggling. As soon as they close the borders in Victoria, you're not allowed to the ski fields. This is their prime time. We're seeing it snowing in Ballarat, yet they're not allowed to go to the ski fields of Victoria or New South Wales. Everyone is under the pump. As you mentioned before, Bridge, how many people were affected by the fires in the Whitsundays?
Yeah, exactly right. No one. Zero. Zip. Big donut.
Okay, well, how many have been affected by the drought in the Whitsundays?
None.
That's a good point.
Yes.
None. Okay.
Their yachts are still moving.
When you talk about blow after blow after blow after blow, yes, everyone is in the same boat. So the Whitsundays, if you want, because you lost $5 million in 72 hours, everyone is in it together on the same page. So all I'm saying, Whitsundays, and to the Chook Anastasia Palaszczuk, if you give them funding to the Whitsundays, expect to give it here to the Gold Coast as well, because we are hurting just as much.
Thank you.
You've been sprayed by Spider.